Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Tuesday, gotta get down on Tuesday. You can't be looking forward to the weekend on a Tuesday. How unfortunate is that?
I wouldn't say it's that bad because yesterday was New Year's Day, so a lot of people aren't at work yet.
Play hooky, everyone. Welcome to see you next Tuesday. And I'm so happy to announce that something that I wrote when I did have medication is something I can share on today's episode when I'm unmedicated.
I'm happy that you remember where it was.
I can't find it. I found it. Okay, everyone. So I've been seeing pretty much around everywhere, everyone doing their pop culture or 2024 predictions. And I have been loving them. I will say I'm a little impressed at the unabashed boldness of some people getting on public apps like TikTok with their names and their faces and saying that, like, I think this celebrity is going to get cheated on or canceled or like something where I'm just like, ooh, that's a lot to put out there. Mine is definitely a little more thought out. And again, this is why I give prior medicated me kudos, because unmedicated me, there would be no thoughts. There would just be words. So my first one, it's a little ironic considering everything I just said, but I stand by this medicated and unmedicated, and I've said this before on the podcast already. I'm predicting a Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher divorce. And when I say I'm predicting, I am also hoping and praying and wishing on a shooting star and every eyelash that comes for her.
Cool. I'm with you. I'll let you know when I disagree.
Okay. My next prediction is about the 9-month cruise.
Oh, so I... I am so into this. Every time I follow the girl that calls herself the cruise director, and she appeared on, well, they played her video on the Today Show the other day, and she was shocked. I'm sad. Every time she brings us a new character, I'm following them. This is my thing right now. Yeah. Like, I'm so into it.
It is the Hunger Games, though I do think that not only has COVID already hit them, obviously, naturally, it happened in the first 2 weeks, I'm worried that we're going to have either a murder or this woman shitting on the plane 2.0. Like, I'm very afraid that there's going to be a norovirus epidemic that is when you're trapped at sea in a, your choices are the open water or a cruise ship filled with feces.
How many people do you think are going to get divorced? Like, actively on the ship?
And how many people do you think are going to get divorced because they got someone else pregnant on that ship?
Yeah. And how many... I don't understand sharing a room with a sibling that long when you're a grown adult. Because, like, how am I going to rub it out?
You're not. That's why a murder is going to happen.
You're going to wait till they leave. Yeah, because it's going to be so much tension.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not natural. There's a reason. Sometimes when people are like, this has never been done before. And I go, and for good reason. For good reason. There's a reason why, my guys. I think we're going to find out what that lady saw on the airplane when she said that motherfucker's
that
not real.
That motherfucker right there.
Not real. We're going to find out what that motherfucker is.
I am surprised. I know she eventually came out, like, showed her face again. But I'm surprised, like, internet sleuths didn't figure out who she was. Because, one, I think most people were just curious and not angry.
Yeah.
But two, truly, what was back there?
No, everyone was on her side. Everyone was like, girl, just tell me what you saw. Like, this is a safe place. Like, what did you see? Like, I would love to know so I can keep that in mind. But everyone thinks that the, like, airline paid her hush money. Which I'm like,
okay. And that's why no one can find her.
Yeah. Every time. And I think we're finally going to figure it out.
Great.
I think Elon is going to lose the Twitter password and someone's going to hack Twitter and from his account, and it's going to be like a total shit show. And then he's going to have to hop on like in a different official Twitter account, and then they're going to hack that. I think it'll probably be anonymous behind it, but I just foresee Elon embarrassing the shit out of himself on Twitter.
Is Anonymous still doing stuff?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. I haven't heard anything from them in a while.
I think we're going to have the submersible again, but this time in space.
Mm-hmm.
I think, do you remember Couch Guy, like that girl on TikTok? I think they're going to break up.
They're still together?
They're still together currently, but I think they'll break up. I think there's going to be another Ted Bundy movie.
Can we go back to Couch Guy and then?
Yeah.
Okay. In the same vein of Couch Guy, we also have the Love Surge people. And now people are really getting on their side with this bartender video that they've making, pretending like your bartender, you're dating or flirting with your bartender. And I was like, people went, I don't know if people realize it's the same people, because the same people I saw on Twitter hate, because you know when things move over to Twitter, it gets extra hateful.
Oh, yeah.
And the same people I saw on Twitter hating this are loving their bartender thing. I don't know if it's the holiday season or what.
They've just got a little,
what happened?
They've got a cheerful Christmas spirit in them. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know. I will say they do look like, there have been like two or three videos of theirs where it took me the third or fourth time viewing it to catch on that they were the same people as the Love Search people. Like, they kind of just has everybody kind of face.
He looks different to me.
He looks like a unique specimen.
Yeah.
She's a shapeshifter to me.
Yeah, she is. I couldn't point her out, but I can immediately, maybe because he was the one that was shaking like that.
Yeah.
That his face is burned into my brain. But yeah.
So I think we're going to get another Ted Bundy movie against anyone's wishes. I think that they're just not going to stop. So I think they might have Zac Efron just do it again.
I don't think Zach wants to do it again.
I don't think Zach.
He's having
either.
A moment right now.
I know. I can't wait to see that movie. The Iron Claw, Iron Fist, The Iron Grip. And yeah, it could also be Austin Butler. And then he goes method. And then everybody's like, we got to help out Austin. Maybe he does the Ted Bundy movie to get out of the Elvis character.
What? He goes method as in he starts killing people?
No, he just will take in the faux persona that everybody's assigned to Ted Bundy as his hot, charming man, which he was neither hot nor charming. He was just this, I'm an incapable man, and he acted pathetic so people would help him out because they felt bad for him. Uh-huh. But he'll take on the like, I'm sexy kind of persona. Next up, Andrew Garfield gets a girlfriend or has a baby and it becomes Zayn 2.0. And I mean Zayn as in Zayn One Direction 2.0. Like, I think the girls are not going to be okay. We'll be having to do wellness checks left, right, and center. And I think the only way that the internet will not absolutely lose its shit is if it is with Chicken Chop Girl, Amelia.
I thought he was married and had children already.
No, but maybe you're seeing into the future.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll call you Miss Baxter over here.
They can't see.
There's no video version.
I know. It was just for you.
I've never seen so much white in your eye.
Because they always look closed.
Yeah, you know, I just survive on this. Okay. Speaking of Chicken Shop date with Oprah, Chicken Shop date with Meghan Markle.
Mm-hmm.
And in
Has
the Meghan
Stallion
Markle
been
one,
on there?
I don't think so. Not yet. That to me is like, that's an easy prediction.
Yeah, that would be an easy one.
And I think that in doing so with Meghan Markle, we will get either an interview, a soundbite, or something in which Amelia from Chicken Shop Date says that they declined Weighty Katie. And she will specifically use the term Weighty Katie as like a, yeah.
I haven't heard that term in a long time. And I've briefly forgot, like it was just, half
it's
of a
the
Millicent.
Meanest nickname in the world. Like, you're just waiting around. Like, oh, that's literally being like pathetic Patty. Like, oh God. So, oh
God. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why one of my next predictions is there's going to be another war movie. Of course there is.
Of course there is.
Club Chalamet will go to jail or
for what?
Or pivots. Stalking. Or pivots to Pedro Pascal or Jacob Elordi. Something like that.
Pedro's
I think Zach Bryan.
Easy.
I know, but I think that'll be an easy hop over. Zach Bryan will be canceled. Because he's the new Morgan Wallen in the sense of like he's taken up the space of like a new guy in country who like everybody's obsessed with, and then Morgan Wallen, you know, said the N-word and everyone was like, oh shit. And then a lot of the people who, most of people looked past that and were like, that's fine. But then the people who didn't look past that, they then found Zach Bryan and they were like, this is my man. Like, this is the replacement. And so I think they're going to go through this again. I think we'll get a new Kacey Musgraves album, and I have yet to decide which drug will be induced that like will be the inspiration for it. I was going to say ketamine before a lot of the news came to light of recent about ketamine. And I just think it's a little too dark and sad. I think we will have another celebrity affair, nanny affair scandal. We haven't had one in a while. And I think it's time, especially because we have so many like celebrity nanny day in my life on TikTok. That would be it. We're as a society, we're hungering for it. I think Jensen McRae, who's one of my favorite vocalists and singers, songwriters on TikTok, I think she will get Noah Kahn and blow up via TikTok and like completely become a star overnight. I think Rachel Zegler will get her redemption in 2024. And I think 2024 will become the official year of James Marsden, because we've set the stage with Jury uh-huh. Duty, and everybody, we've had the consensus that is, wait, you love James Marsden? I love James. Oh, okay. And I think that this is going to be his year. So those are my predictions for 2024.
Incredible.
You don't
have any Gypsy Rose predictions?
Well, here's the thing. I think saying that Gypsy Rose is going to be on Trisha's podcast is way too easy to guess. Like, I just think like, I think it will happen. Gypsy Rose has also said that she's a big Taylor Swift fan. I don't uh-huh. think Taylor Swift is going to touch the Gypsy Rose with a 10-foot pole. And I think Joey King will sit down with like Diane Sawyer to do an interview with Gypsy Rose. And so then we have both of the Gypsy Rosettes.
Does that relate to you?
Yeah. Sorry. So I could see that. But I could also see Joey King getting her redemption, because people hate her. Is it for a good reason? I thought they just didn't like her face.
I don't remember who she is.
Oh, she played Gypsy Rose in the act.
Gotcha.
and she was in the kissing booth.
Got it.
I also have another prediction about an actor, but it's very mean, and so I can't say it.
Okay. You can tell me.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you right now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like you're gonna get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, this, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley.
And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it, like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you. And listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said, part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls, but happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already gonna love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. Do you have any predictions? Anything you think?
I don't, you know me, I don't really pay attention to pop culture that much unless I'm digging for information. And I become obsessed with one thing. So I can't say that I really have any predictions for anybody famous.
What do you think the likelihood, like the most likely outcome of the drama that could happen on the cruise? Are you thinking, besides illness, are you thinking affair, murder? I know.
There has to be a murder, right? That many people.
Well, there has to be a death, whether it's like.
Yes. Yeah.
Regardless of the cause of death, but there definitely has to be a death and investigation. Maybe, oh my God, you know what? This is going to be the next fucking Knives Out movie. They're gonna take inspiration. It's going to be on a cruise ship.
Yeah, last time they were like, COVID.
I know, this time, cruise, submersible. I would do
Imagine a submersible one. I couldn't watch it.
No, I can't. I can't even watch movies where they like swim underwater for like any period of time because I can't breathe while they're underwater.
I don't really have any predictions. Do you have any resolutions?
Cure myself of ADHD is a big one. Okay. No, I haven't thought about anything except for this. No, I'll figure out myself when I'm medicated. Because without that, it's too hard.
I didn't know if you'd come up with it before.
No, I'm like usually, the very end of the year. Which it's now, but, you know, maybe the first couple weeks I'll figure it out.
Okay.
What about you?
I have a certain amount of money I would like to make every day. Actively.
Okay.
Not actively, some of it passive.
I was about to say, well. I feel like you should, no. your New Year's resolution should be more passive income, yes. Not active income.
I want us to, I mean, we have our own game plan, but we need to stick our illnesses through off our game plan.
Yeah.
I want us to be healthy.
I want us to be healthy too. This was a rough year for that.
Yeah. I've got some things. Oh,
she's got some tricks up her sleeve.
I almost got caught up in a cult.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I don't believe you. You would never get caught up in a cult. Were you doing it for the giggles?
No.
Or did you truly think it was
okay?
Like an accountability group?
So I put my phone down so that I could concentrate. Actually, I need my phone so that I can read some things.
There you go. For the assets.
So I was like, I need to do something where I'm just not doing anything, because I do things all the time. Even when I'm watching TV, I'm also working or something.
Yeah.
It's like I can't not have a device in my hands at all times, except for when I'm getting like a massage or something. So I was like, what if I took up meditation, but like go someplace so then I have to put my phone away?
Oh, so you were looking for a cult.
I was not looking for a cult. I was just looking.
I want to go somewhere to do meditation.
You know,
where
they
have
yoga places where they do like sound baths and meditation. That's
so
part of it. So I found this place that's a two minute drive from my house.
Mm-hmm.
And
in Arkansas?
No.
Okay, because I was about to say, an Arkansas cult. I would love to know what that like. That's just, I would think it'd be really religious based.
I think in the area I'm in, it might surprise you.
You'd be still sound bathing?
Sound bathing. I mean, we have, because you can literally ride your bike from like 30 miles away to here, because Walmart just made trails everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's very,
very wellness-y.
Eco-friendly.
And love
transplants. Yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah. So you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
So I found this place 2 miles away, and it has, I'll show you, I'll drop it like in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, where is that?
Literally a mansion. Not, when I say 2 miles, I don't mean 2 miles. I mean 2 minutes away. 2 minutes away.
Yeah, that's a home. That's it. What is that?
That's an outdoor. Let me show you the front of it. Hold on.
You just went to like Blythe Manor or whatever that fucking thing is.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's literally a mansion.
I know where that is.
And it's called, actually, I'm not going to say what it's called.
No. Let's protect your life.
Yeah. And I was like, this looks cool. Only $6 to get in. I can just go.
Oh my God. Church of Scientology.
It's not the Church of Scientology. I was like, I can just go and, go to these beautiful gardens. Look at that.
Yeah, that is either a Church of Scientology or a rehab. Like, that's the only time that they're going to let you into buildings that look like that. Uh-huh. That's like, yeah.
So I was like, this is going to be great. They also serve organic lunches that are $8. And then they also have like these all day, they call it urban retreats. And they had one on my birthday. And I was like, this is going to be the best place for me.
Imagine you made everyone go. Like, bitch, what?
So I'm looking, and then they keep quoting this man on the website. It's like, I just don't have a good feeling about this man. So I Google his name. So many scandals. In the 80s and 90s, this place was known as the Cadillac of cults. So,
So they're in their, like, redemption era?
Yeah, I guess so.
Their good PR era?
Uh-huh. Because I was like, it makes no sense that this place has so much money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only charging people $6 to get in here. And so this man is awful. He died 20 years ago. But he was an awful person. I found out the organization that actually owns the building is separate from the name of what the building is, of course. So you don't think that you're buying something for this organization.
Uh-huh.
It's called the, I'm just telling you, I'm cutting it out. It's called the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. And then the initiations are MSIA, and they pronounce it Messiah.
Why the Cadillac of cults is serving $8 organic lunches. Oh my God. I'm dying.
So they like let people go in and out. So it's free will. So on their website, it asks, in their frequently asked questions, it says, are you a cult? And they say, no. Cults make people stay. You can go as freely as you want. There are people that live in the mansion, though. And also in this article that I'm sure you're reading, they say that like they don't really ask you. This person went back 3 or 4 times and nobody came to them until after like the 4th time to start talking about the lesson. So I guess they just like get people there with the cheap meals and meditation areas and then they wait and then ask. Wow. And as I was looking this up, I feel a little poke on my ass. And I roll. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I had gone to sleep, and then I woke up again. My sleep schedule has been all over everything. I feel a little poke in my ass, and I roll over. Why is there a sewing needle in my bed? I've been sleeping in this bed for weeks now. So it was like, hey, this isn't your biggest fear. Needles, cults are. Stop looking.
Yeah. That's actually really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Also, I just have to say, for a cult in Los Angeles, it's really embarrassing because, like, there's not a lot of famous people in it.
No, but you know who you was know? In it?
Ariana Huffington.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
I think it's because it's very free-willed. They're not really forcing people to be there.
She's friends with Taylor Swift.
Is that the girl you just named with the actress?
Jamie King, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, of recent time, that's like the biggest person.
There might be others. They just don't speak of them yet. It seems like they don't actually like speak of them till they leave.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you didn't accidentally join like a kind of loserish LA cult. Like, it's not even like one of the really
so
like
money.
Star stuff. I know, but it's like, it's not even like one of the ones where it's like, oh, join us and you're guaranteed to like have a career in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's really, you know, just let's meditate, honestly.
And it's like, what are they getting out of this?
Right.
Maybe they're going to try and like hypnotize you.
Maybe. But I am going to go visit just to see what's God. Up.
Of course you are.
Why not?
You're insane. But hey, I would love to get a full report.
I will.
I'd also go. I'm like completely unsusceptible to peer pressure like that. I'll do it.
They're not going to talk to us the first time. I'm always offended that like
anytime I walk past a Church of Scientology, like I get really offended that nobody tries to recruit me. And I'm like, I've been told it's like, I don't have like a malleable essence. Like I don't look like someone who can be like convinced of. I've had casting directors be like, we really liked her for the part, but she does not look like someone who could just like get the rug pulled out from underneath her. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Why do you write such shitty fucking women who are like, I'm just accidentally. So I've never been targeted and I've actually felt pretty bad. And I am jealous and I wish I was being, I wish I could be included. So.
Well, here we go.
Let's walk into the lion's den together.
Let's go and then give a full report.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
And if we don't make it, everybody, yeah, to keep this legacy going. Well, I love that. What a fantastic episode. they're ups, they're downs, they're things that There's so much talk of the future here, and I hope this set your new year off on a great foot. I would love to know what your pop culture predictions are, everybody. Let us know.
Yes, please share. And I also started posting just the links to See You Next Tuesday and Fisting Friday on the Patreon, just so that people, it's just there. So if you're already part of the Patreon, just, you know, you can just click it there because it doesn't show up in your other feed.
And, if you've ever been approached to join a cult or you've accidentally joined a cult, you've had a close encounter with a cult.
Or you left a cult.
Oh, yeah. Give us tips and tricks. Not for leaving a cult, but like to
not
get
getting sucked in.
Anyways, we hope you all enjoyed and we'll, what do we say? We'll see you next Tuesday. It's the easiest one, Megan.